我们先一起诵开经
偈。Good morning, everyone. Let's recite the verse for beginning the sutra together.
也中文先在英文。
We'll start with Chinese and followed by English.
Join palms.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it, vowing to strengthen the true meaning of the Tathagata.
好，请放掌。
Rest your palm, please.
那我们再继续在八月27号跟大家介绍无法之法的很简单的一些资料啊。
So today we'll continue the talk of August 27th, which we introduced the silent illumination, the method of no method.
那上次跟大家介绍的主要是什么叫修行。
And last time, we mainly introduced, what is practice?
修行，修，在中文来讲就是修啊，正，就是把有偏的摆正啊，就是那我们佛教主要是把你自己的身口意有偏差的把它改正。
So we talked about practice is mainly to correct, correct the body, mind, body, speech and mind, any deviation of the body, speech and mind.
那假如我们修行的话，我们要先从我们的习惯开始改。
So when we practice, we need to start from our habits.
那我们也要从我们的观念开始改。
And also we need to start with our current views, current views, ideas.
那我们观念不改的话，我们的行为大概也不容易改。
Because if we don't correct our views, probably it's not easy to correct our conducts.
所以修行呢，会让我们的习惯，我们的观念跟我们的行为做一个调整。
So when we practice, we will have adjustments to our views, our speech, and our conducts and habits.
那假如这三方面做，尽量做哈，因为我们常常是凡夫嘛，可是我们把目标定为圣人，做不到就放弃啊。其实一步一步的做，这样的话呢，就叫做修行。
Even though we have pretty high goals, we will, you know, strive, try to work towards it. But if you can reach all these goals, you're considered a saint. But there's no need to give up if we can't fulfill or reach the highest level. We should just, you know, start the basic practice.
那很多上次我问的修行是什么，他说叫修理，也没错啊。
So last time when I asked the audience what practice means, and some people responded to fix or to fix your problem, something like that. That
yeah, 在中文来讲，修理虽然把比较重的字，比较，
So修理 there's kind of a connotation of to get you scolded or correct yourself in a harsh way.
那我们在修行的方面来讲哈，就是因为我们的烦恼心破坏我们的智慧心，所以呢，修行能够修理我们这个有一点偏差的心。
Well, it's okay to say it in a harsh way because the confused, vexed mind, that covered up our wisdom mind. So it is probably okay to use a little force to correct it, to uncover it.
所以当我们修理好了以后，我们可以再来使用，就是再拿来修行啊。
And when we fix the issue, we can continue let the mind function its original function.
在佛教来讲，一般我们修行就是诵经、打坐、礼佛，连吃素，我们都是算修行的一部分啊。它是来帮助我们调整我们的观念、行为跟我们的习惯的一种方法。
So from a Buddhist perspective, Buddhist practice perspective, what practice probably means recite sutras, practice meditation, prostration to Buddha statues, Bodhisattva statues, and have a vegetarian diet. And all these are considered broad sense practice.And it's all used to correct our view, speech, and action.
那行住坐卧都是要安住在现在，那个就叫做修行。
And also another way to understand what the practice means is whenever you are walking or sitting or sleeping or doing anything, you are applying your method.And that also means practice.
你安心在现在。
And, sorry, also settle your mind in the current present moment, whatever you're doing, that means practice.
那禅宗很强调在生活中修行啊。
And Chan school, Chinese Chan school particularly emphasize on practice in your daily life.
那就是把你现在该要做什么把它做好。
That means...do whatever you're currently doing and do it well, do it wholeheartedly.
那有人就会问，假如是这样的话，我就不要来特别精进用功了，我这样是做什么呢？我这平常就可以用功了。
But if we interpret this way, some people might have questions. Okay, so you say practice just means do whatever you're doing wholeheartedly and single-mindedly. I mean, I can do that. Why I still need to come here to practice? There's no need, it seems, to engage in formal practice.
那问题是我们会有观念的偏差、行为的偏差，其实就是在我们平常做的一些事情影响到我们的观念跟行为。
But the problem is, when we try to do whatever the present moment presents, we have deviated views and actions that our actions and views will be affected by the environment. So we can't do it really purely.
那我们在假如有打坐经验的人，你就会发觉你在打坐的时候的那个妄想，其实跟你平常日子里面的行为习惯跟观念都有关系。
So if you practice meditation, for example, seated meditation, when you meditate, you will realize, you will be aware of all your wandering thoughts. And all these wandering thoughts actually are a reflection of your, views and actions in daily life.
所以呢，当你都不知道你的行为、你的观念、你的习惯是不正的，那你怎么做调整？所以默照里面的时候，默跟照，我们刚刚开始的时候没有办法同时，但是哪一个比较重要呢？是照比较重要。
So if you're not even aware of your thoughts, behavior, or action or habits in daily life without meditation, how could you correct yourself and in practice. So when we start the practice of silent illumination, this method has two aspects, silence and illumination. So which part is more important in the beginning? The illumination part is really important.
你要清楚你自己的状况，你自己的心念，那你要清楚这一点，你才有办法做一个调整。
The illumination part is important because only when you're fully aware of your current state of mind, there's a chance that you can adjust your views, or actions, or habitual tendency.
所以一个人的心很重要。
So it is very important to be mind, to be aware of the state of your mind.
我上个礼拜到 DC 去啊。他们中禅衣的时候吃中饭，我们那天是末照禅衣，吃中饭的时候，我吃到那个菜里面有一个好像是指甲的。
So last week,
上两个礼拜。
Two weeks ago, I led a silent illumination one day retreat in DC. So when we were having lunch, I noticed there is a person's fingernail in the dish.
那幸亏那时候是在禅衣啊，所以我就没讲话，我就把它拿起来就丢了嘛哈。
Because we were in the silent illumination one day retreat, it's supposed to be silent retreat, so I didn't say anything. I just pick it up and throw it away.
那时候也没有觉得那个菜恶心，也没有，因为那个是就觉得下一步就要做什么就做什么。
There's no associated feelings of disgusting at that moment because you know we were really fully on the method. We're only aware what's the next step. The next step is really continue to eat.
那禅衣结束，我回来以后才发觉我牙齿有一个 chip， 就是原来是我自己牙齿的那个叫什么？
crown
不是 crown， 就是牙齿有一个角被自己大概吃个什么东西就崩掉了。Oh. 那个叫什么？珐琅质。所以跟指甲很像嘛哈。
So actually, when I came back to Chan Center, I just realized there's part of my teeth missing. There.
就是 partial， 就是。一个牙齿大概就一个角落，一点点。假如很大的话，大概知道会痛啊，就是不痛。
Okay. It's really tiny, just a little bit part of the teeth that came off. That's why I didn't notice because it wasn't painful. So actually, it turned out it was not. I thought it was someone else's fingernail, but it turned out it might be the chip of my teeth.
对，假如那时候我没有在打坐哈，没有心是安定的话。我可能刚刚吃的东西我会反胃，可是你事后在想那个是你的东西，你会不会反胃？不会。假如是别人，你就会反胃。所以问题出在哪里？就是自己的心嘛，哈。
So because I was at the retreat, so my mind was quite calm and settled. So at that point, when I thought it was someone else's fingernail, I didn't feel disgust or want to vomit. If I wasn't at the retreat, my mind was not that calm, I probably would generate the feelings of aversion and did not like it. But actually, you know, I discovered later, it was actually my own chip of my teeth. So in that sense, I probably don't feel disgust because it's part of my teeth. So you see how important the mind, the role the mind plays.
那所以那个末照啊的第二层是今天会跟大家介绍，因为上次只介绍刚刚开始的放松啊，今天再跟大家复习一下放松，我们直接就讲到直观打坐还有末照的三个层次，其中你把你的环境那个牙齿，因为那时候我不知道，我把它当作是别人的嘛哈，所以那就是环境，假如那时候我把那个环境也包括在我自己的，就当作是也是我一个大我的话呢，你就不会排斥它。所以为什么默照的练习在平常也蛮重要的原因就在这里，因为我们的分别心就是因为那个不是我的，所以很恶心。假如是我的话，你那个感觉就不一样，你看就一个心念的问题哈。
So today we will talk about the second level of silent illumination method. But we probably will review quickly the first level we talked about last time, which is relaxation. And then we will progress to just sitting and then talk about the three levels of silent illumination method. But, you know, the story I just told you, the point is, if I include the outside environment as part of myself, I probably wouldn't generate any feelings of aversion, because that's just how the discriminating mind works. If you feel it's part of you, you don't feel disgust. But if it's not part of you, you feel very differently.
那另外修行，我们一般是从两个方面来进行的，一个就观念，一个就是方法。
So, when we address particularly practice, we usually tackle from two angles. One is doctrines, theory. The other part is method.
那我们以佛教来讲，就是佛教的教义啊，来理解以后。来做一个纠正，那个就是从观念上来下手。
So from the point of view of doctrines, since we're talking about Buddhist practice, so we're going to use Buddhist doctrines to correct our views.
那为什么要讲不能够拿圣经来做呢？因为他们的最后的那个目标跟我们的是不一样的，所以不能够拿一个大方向哈，大方向。是我们是要成佛嘛哈，那他们的大方向不是，所以不能够拿圣经，所以佛在八正道里面讲个正见的最重要原因就在这边，你准备修行的目的就是要成佛，要开悟，那假如你那个方向是不对，就没有办法到那边。
So we say, you know, due to our habitual tendency, our current action or views may not be perfect. So what should we use as, you know, the ultimate goal or direction to correct our current action? We say we are going to use Buddhist doctrines. Why don't we use Bible? Why don't we use a Bible? The reason is because the direction the Bible leads you to is not becoming a Buddha or getting enlightened. It is totally different direction. So that is why in the Eightfold Noble Path, one of the Eightfold Noble Path is the right view. It is very important to establish the right view in the beginning, because if you don't have the right direction, the right destination, it will be very different.
那八正道的正见是第一个，不只是其中的之一个，而且是第一个，摆到第一个就是，佛就说你正见不对的话，后面很多事情你要再做的话，那个方向一定会偏掉。
Actually, the right view is the first one of the Eightfold Noble Path, so which shows it's very important to have it first, because otherwise, the following steps won't be correct if the first step is not established.
那观念以外还有一个方法，方法就是告诉我们怎么让我们心从很混乱的一个状况到变成很清醒、很清楚，而且很安定的方法。
And then other than method, the next one we want to talk about is the method. The method itself is very important because it teaches us tame our mind from a chaotic state to a clear and stable state.
那另外呢，假如只有方法，没有原则、观念或者佛教讲的正见的话呢，我们叫盲修瞎练。
But in the update, if you only have, just like we mentioned, if you only have the technique, the method, but don't have the right view, we say you practice blindly.
那另外，假如只有观念，那你没有把你学到的观念拿来用，或者用禅修的方法用来修行的话，那只不过是一个知识。
But on the other way, if you only have the right view, the doctrine, but you don't have a method to practice, and then we say what you know is really just knowledge.
那当然你说你有观念， 你自己要修行啊，用你自己的方法修行，可能就是像你走路，本来有bus 或者车子可以开，可是你就是慢慢走慢慢走，可能要走很久很久。
So you say, okay, so what's wrong if I only have the doctrines, right view, but I don't practice your method? Well, it's like, you know, going to a destination. There is a bus which you can get there quickly, but you said, oh, I don't want the bus, I just want to walk, which will, you know, take a really long time.
所以禅修啊，必须方法配合观念，方法跟观念要同时做。
That's why we say it's equally important, and you need to do it both at the same time, that you should have the right view, the Buddhist doctrines, but at the same time, you also practice, use a method.
那在师父无法之法第八十二页的时候讲到什么是默呢？在修行法门中啊，默是指不用语言文字，没有心的思维。
So in Shifu's book, which there's English version actually, The Method of No Method, on page 62, Shifu explained what silence means. Silence means being free from words and language, free from the activities of a rational mind.
那照是指心里的清楚明白，宽、宏、扩大，这个很重要。嗯。
While illumination refers to clarity and expansiveness of mind, this is very important.
那个 expansive 很重要，那个要广，是要包含的，不是一点点的清清楚楚，要对环境各方面都要清楚。当证悟到默照的最高境界的时候，就能不用思维的回应万物万事，万事万物。
When we refer to the meaning of illumination, the expansiveness is very important because it means your mind is spacious and do not stuck with any one particular part. In the next, Shifu said, one silent illumination is fully realized. One can respond to the mirrored things free from ideation.
这就是所谓的智慧。
This is wisdom.
默照就是当你的心没有杂念的修行，心是很清楚的状态中的，这就是默照的同时的修行。
The causal ground of silent illumination is cultivation without discursive thinking, while maintaining utter clarity of mind. This is how one practices silent illumination.
那另外在第八十三页啊，特别讲默中有照，照中有默，两个是连在一起，不可以分的。但是呢，到默照分离的时候，就会变成修习止，然后进入定；修行观，然后进入慧。
Also, on the next page, Shifu mentioned, in silence there is illumination. In illumination there is silence. The two cannot be separated. If separated, they are reduced to the practices of shamatha to end samadhi.And Vipassana to gain insight.
那特别要跟大家提的，就是说，当我们修习默照中的默的时候，很容易进入静止中的定。等一下会再跟大家介绍为什么。
It's worth noting here that when one practices the silence part of the silent illumination, it's very easy to get into a samadhi state.
那但如假如真正修习修行默照同时的办那个方法的时候呢，就不会进入定。
But if you practice silence and illumination simultaneously, then you won't easily get into the state of samadhi.
刚刚提到啊，这种的修行是开阔广大，能够避免停滞，就是最害怕就是停在那边啊，不清不楚的，它是要有那个你对环境各方面都是很清楚的。
Just like we emphasized earlier, the word expansiveness is very important, because when you have silence and illumination at the same time, your mind is not completely dull or full of lack of clarity or still completely stillness. Your mind is actually spacious, it's expansive, and totally aware of everything.
那因为主要的是默中，它还有一个流畅的智慧，所以呢，你的心是很自由、很活活泼泼的。
That's because when you practice silent illumination, in silence, there is this the functioning of the mind of illumination that is still functioning. So you're fully aware of the flow of the current events, and it is very lively.
啊，我们上个礼拜有提到，所有禅修的方法啊，其实所有的打坐都是要放松身跟心的。不是只有默障，所有的方法都是要放松身跟心。
So last talk in August, we mentioned the first step is relax your body and the mind. Actually, this is not the unique step one just for silent illumination. That's basically almost the foundation, the basics for all practices.
那先要确定你身体的每个部分是不是放松的，是不是很自在，是不是很稳定。
So first, we need to make sure if every part of a body is relaxed, is at ease, is pretty stable.
那你怎么知道你有没有放松？也告诉大家一个方法，你先用什么是紧，你找到是紧的，把那个紧的放掉，那个就是松的。那至于你这个松跟别人松一样不一样，当然不一样，你只照顾好你自己，别人你就不要管他了。
So how do I know if I'm completely relaxed? So you need to know what the sensation of tension feels like. So once you can find the tension in your body, and then you can just let it go, and then you'll be relaxed. And is your relaxed state of body the same as the person next to you? Probably not, but let's don't compare to others first, just try to relax yourself.
那除了身体要先练习放松，那你要练习放松，你要知道你自己到底是不是松了。因为有的人一边讲话一边发抖，他说我已经放松了，可是一直发抖，那别人看得很清楚，可是你自己都没有觉知。那么休息默照的话，你要自己清楚你自己当时候的状况，紧张你知道你是紧张，可是你知道紧张了以后，你就要练习怎么让自己不紧张。
So it is very important to be clear of your present state of mind, because some people when we say try to relax your body, some people are still trembling, shakingand very nervous, but they don't know, even though other people see clearly that you're not relaxed. So it is very important first to be aware of your current state of mind and the body.
那还有就是心的心态，就是你心里面的应该要用怎么样的想法，要很明朗，要很开放。这是师父的字啊，师父用很多字，要自在、明朗、开放、安定、平静、清明，这些都是要你自己知道。那我们到底怎么样可以知道我们的心是不是这个状况？你们想想看，当你们把一个计划做完的时候，或者是你明天就可以去知道你明天就可以去度假，你就知那种心情的放松，就是你应该要练习的心态。
And also the attitude, the mentality that need to be relaxed. So how to describe that state? 师父 used quite a few words to describe that relaxed mentality, using words like clear, openness, at ease, spacious, clarity. So how can we get a sense of what that type of mentality is? Just imagine that you get all your work done and the next day you're about to go on vacation. You know, that type of mentality and attitude.
那还有就是看天空啊，到一个很空旷的地方，那天空是蓝的，海是蓝的绿的，那个心的阔，那些都可以揣摩一下我们的心怎么样给它打开，怎么样是很明朗很开放的。
And also another analogy that we can probably make is go to open space, just observe sky, the blue sky and the ocean, and see how in the openness of your mind, your heart, open up the mind.
那想请问大家，放松是不是一个修行的方法？所以从头就这个三十分钟从头到尾都放松，也在修行，对不对？对啊，这个清楚哈。
So I want to ask you, does relaxation count as a practice? Yes, it does. And so if within the 30 minutes you already completely relax from your head to toe, then it counts as a form of practice as well.
那假如在放松的过程中你发觉有一部分怎么样就没有办法放松，像我们做会计的肩头这边应该都是硬邦邦的，可你想要在你这一次打坐你就给它放松，大概不大可能。所以你知道那个就是躁哈，可是你还是跳过再继续该怎么做就怎么做，慢慢慢慢的你别的部位可以放松，那边慢慢你就可以放松。
And also, people like us doing accountant work or like sitting in the office, the shoulder part probably is very tense. And you're aware that that part, particularly part of your body is not able to relax. And that is awareness, that is illumination, and that's good to know. And how you deal with it, you just put it down for now, just continue to relax other parts of the body that you can. And then once, you probably can relax that particularly tense part just once. But once you're able to relax other parts that are easier to relax, eventually you will be able to tackle the particularly tensed part.
那当我们打坐的时候，我们脚的姿势、身体的坐姿，就是你头要怎么样，脸要怎么样，这些变成很重要。所以在修习默照的方法的时候，坐姿也是很重要。那你怎么挑这个坐姿呢？
So, when we practice seated meditation, the posture is very important. So, how do we pick a right posture?
那第一个就是要挑，我们在打坐的时候，平常在家打坐可以练腿啦，可是假如是精进共修或者大家一起共修的时候，主要是练心啊，不练腿。所以这时候你就挑一个你可以坐最舒服的，你可以坐最稳定的，你可以坐最久的那个姿势，你就挑那个姿势。
So, when we practice at home, practice seated meditation, you can try to work on flexing your lower body, your legs, and see if you can do a cross leg position if your legs are not flexible. But when you attend intensive retreats, the main part is to train your mind. So at that point, you just pick whatever posture that makes you feel most comfortable.
那年纪轻的呢，我鼓励他们至少从单盘开始啊。那年纪大的，就随意了哈，看着自己的身心状况来挑，可以坐最舒服的哈，不要以为坐椅子舒服，坐久的都不舒服，只要没有练习的话。
So for young people, I encourage them at least to start with half lotus position, and for senior people, I'd recommend they just choose whatever they feel most comfortable. But don't mistaken thinking that sitting on a chair is very comfortable. That's actually not true. Once you sit long enough, no posture is that comfortable.
那坐姿刚刚是脚的部分哈，那上半身、头、脸上、嘴巴、舌头、肩膀、背都要照我们初级打坐班教的方法啊，那个姿势才是正确的啊。
So we mentioned the lower part of your body. The upper part, the upper body should, there's different parts we need to pay attention to. Your face, your neck, your shoulder, and all this we mentioned, we taught in the beginner level of class.
那还有一个很重要一点，就是你的膝盖跟你的尾端是要放在同一个平面上，这样的话重量才不会在两个膝盖上，或者是往后的话在你的那个尾端那边，那样都会受伤的。
And one important thing to note is your lower body, for your lower body, two knees, the point of your two knees and the buttocks should be on a level surface, so in this way, you won't hurt yourself.
默照的方法其实很简单，你就是坐在蒲团上，刚刚讲的嘛哈，你先放松，姿势坐对，那把你身体的重量放在你的臀部跟蒲团中间，就是这样，这个就是默照的它打坐这部分。
So the silent illumination actually is quite simple. Just like we said, first you relax yourself and get into a correct posture that you put your weight in the middle of the triangle which formed by the two points of your knees and your buttocks.
No, it's the end of the, 就是尾就是放在臀部，整个臀部跟蒲团的中间，而不是放在刚刚讲的全部的中间，对对对。
Okay. Sorry, one correction. Your weight actually is not placed in the center of the triangle I just described. It is in between your buttocks and the cushion.
那主要为什么要把重量放在中间，而不是放在身体的某一部分，或者放在蒲团上？因为我们人很奇怪，只要你一把一个东西放在那边，那边就会紧，就会紧张。
So the reason we don't place a weight in any part of your body is because it's interesting. Once you put the weight in that part, the part will get tensed up.
那所以呢，进入默照修行，你放松了以后呢，你知道自己的重量一直往下沉。那很清清楚楚知道你自己在那边打坐，你全部的觉知就放在你在打坐的那个身体上，这个就是默照的方法。
So, just like we said, the silent illumination method is that you relax, get into posture, and clearly aware that you know you have the sensation of putting down your weight in the middle of your body between your butt and the cushion, and you're clearly aware that you're sitting, and that is the method.
那假如就这么简单的话，很多人那个方法还是因为就太简单嘛，所以叫做无法之法嘛哈。它就是本来就没有所谓的要抓的什么方法的。假如你有办法做到那边，那师父就不用讲的那么分了那么多阶次，所以师父呢，因为知道现在的人的心比较粗哈，所以师父就把它分一些阶段。假如是这样的话，再怎么样，再怎么样，哎。
Well, if the silent illumination method is just that, you know, if you can practice silent illumination method in such a simple way.And then we don't really need to give more talk, and Shifu doesn't need to write the rest of books. That's because nowadays the modern people's mind is so twisted, so complex that actually the simple way, the direct way, cannot really get to us. You know, once you sit, relax, get to the right posture, the work is boom, it's not done actually. That's why Shifu have to go into more details and design a systematic sequential way to help modern people.
所以呢，在日本呢，默照他们叫止观打坐，那在中国的禅宗叫默照。那师父给他分了几个层次哈，止观打坐。
So, Sanchu Illumination method is a term we use in Chinese Buddhism. In Japan, it's called Shikantaza. And here, 师父divided different levels of practice. Divide into three levels of practice.
那止观打坐这部分呢，第一个就是说告诉自己我在打坐，这个是照的部分，就是自己一种观念，告诉自己我在打坐。
So the first stage is telling yourself that I'm sitting.
那第二个部分呢，就是说我的身体在打坐。
And second stage is telling us, my body is sitting.
那时候是集中自己在打坐的一个感受上面，但没有太多的感受。就是第一个告诉我在打坐，那你心比较安定了以后呢，就告诉自己的，就是应该说就是。不能够用注意，因为一注意的话就会紧张，就是心里很清楚，就是我们用觉知我身体在打坐。这概念就是告诉我要打坐了，我在打觉知，对对对，开始有那个照的功夫，我在也因为他们一直在碰东西嘛，哈，所以你也不能完全说在碰，就是心里面清楚，应该用照。
So stage one, we said you're telling yourself that I'm sitting. So it's just a concept. It's more intellectual concept, thinking mind. And the second stage, the body is sitting. Stage two is really you're aware, clearly aware that you're sitting. So you're using your awareness.Because we can't use attention, because once you say attention, there's a focal point, and then that part will get tensed.
那止观打坐一个很重要一点呢，我们清楚知道我们全身在打坐，是我们那个普遍感，而不是某一部分。这个是止观打坐一个很重要的地方。
So one important aspect of this method of just sitting or shikantaza is that we use the totality of your awareness to practice, not your attention, specific attention or focal point to practice.
所以止观打坐它集中于你自己在打坐的时候的感受。
So just sitting or shikantaza focus on the total awareness, the sensation of your awareness in totality, that use that to practice.
所以你觉知是你全身的在打坐，重点在全身哦。
So you're aware, clearly aware that your entire body is sitting. The emphasis is totality of your body.
假如你一坐下来，你的心就很安定。就很稳定的话，你就是继续坐着。
If once you start the sitting meditation, your mind is very settled, very calm, and then you continue sitting.
假如你没有办法做到的话，第一个可能你放松的程度还不够，你可以再开始又从头部放松到脚，或者注意你的坐姿有没有对。
If you can't do that, then probably that means you're not relaxed enough, so you should first pay attention to your posture to see if there's any adjustment you need to do, or you should start scan your body part by part from head to toe again.
那另外呢，就是先注意部分，就是随息法，就是呼吸的进跟出，那个是身体的一部分哦。可是只管打坐是重点是全身，所以呢，慢慢的你因为你的心不安定嘛，所以你没有办法关照你的全身嘛，那所以就从一部分开始就用随息法。
Also, if your mind is so unsettled, pretty vexed, then you can try to use the sensation, the following the sensation of your breathing to start with, the ins and outs of your breath.
那假如说你用随息法，心慢慢安定下来以后呢，那你还是要把你的觉知照你的全身，就是我的身体在打坐。我的全身在打坐。
But once you sense that your mind starts to settle by using feeling the sensation of your breathing, then you should return back to the method of silent rumination, which you put your awareness in totality of your body and aware that I'm sitting, my body is sitting.
那我一直认为啦，我自己一直认为默照跟随息，应该讲随息跟默照的方法很相应。可是在这一年来到我们各分院去的时候，发觉有的人不会用随息，所以我做一个变通，我说你平常用什么方法，他说他数息或者他是念佛数数，我说那你就用你那个方法，让你心安定下来以后呢，再把你的觉知放到你全身的普遍的那种觉照啊。
Okay. So I think following your breath, you know, sense the flow of your breath is very connected to silent rumination. It's a good start point. But when I teach silent rumination method outside in different chapters throughout the U.S., I noticed some people told me that they are not familiar with the method of following the breath. Then I asked, what method did you use? And they said, oh, I use count the method, or I recitation of Buddha's names. So I said, that's okay too. That's okay to use these methods to settle your mind first. And then once your mind is settled, then you can, you need to open up your awareness and to use the silent rumination method by being aware of your entire body is sitting, that totality.
那默照的方法很简单。可是它的前方便就是一定要你会放松。
So the method of silent rumination can be really simple, but the prerequisite is really that you need to relax your body and mind first.
那第二个呢，就是身体的放松以后，你的心自然就会很平静。
And once your body is completely relaxed, your mind will naturally settle as well.
那心一平静的时候，你对你全身的觉知就很清楚，要不然你只会注意到某一部分，某一部分就不是全体了。
And once your mind is settled, your awareness will naturally come out. You will clearly aware the entire body, the totality, instead of just focusing on one particular part.
那假如以默照的方法来讲，痛算是不是全身？除非全身痛啊，不知道哪一边痛，全身痛。假如某一点痛，好比膝盖痛、背痛，或者你曾经受伤过的那个地方特别痛，那个痛就是一部分。假如你可以把那个痛的感受啊，不管它，这个就是默。可是你清清楚楚知道 某个地方痛，那个是躁，可是你要把它转化为你全身的觉知，而不是只有某一部分的觉知。
So let's say you are aware of pain. Does that count as total awareness? Let's say it's not your whole body is in pain. It's one particular part. Either your lower back pain, your leg pain, or the place that once you had injury, that place is causing problem. Your awareness, your sensation of pain in those parts, do you think those count as totality of awareness? No, that's just actually one part. And we say silent illumination, when you are really applying the silent illumination method, you will not be affected by those pain, local pain caused. You won't be affected at all by those particularly pain sensation. But at the same time, you're also clearly aware that which part of your body actually has pain. But at the same time, your awareness is not totally drawn, your attention is not totally drawn to that particular part which is in pain, but is still in your whole body.
所以呢，直观打坐呢，你觉知到你全身是在那边打坐，所有不同的感受形成一个整体，这个是要练习的，因为这个跟影响到我们等一下介绍后面末照的三个层次的时候都有关系的。
So the part we need to practice is that we need to be our mind we need to be aware of all kinds of sensations from our body, but have that awareness equally, not being imbalanced or drawn into one particular part of sensation of your body. You should practice to have the total awareness of the body sensation.
它是透过感知身体在那边打坐而产生的一个觉知。
So it is the method is a type of awareness that created by knowing that your entire body is sitting there.
所以呢，是把自己的觉知呢，完全用在感受那里在打坐的身体，就是要把它养成是整体的，不是一部分的。
So your awareness is rested on that entire body sensation. It's nothing in particular, but the totality of your body's bodily sensation.
所以当我们觉知整体在那边打坐，你不可能知道每一部分的感受，不可能的。你只知道特别痛是在哪里，或者特别舒服在哪里。可是那个我们都要转换为全身在那边打坐。
So when you practice in this awareness totality, you receive all bodily sensations. You wouldn't draw your attention to one particular part saying, oh, this part of body is comfortable, that part of body is in pain. You need to transform all those localized sensations, transform them to the totality of your bodily sensation.
主要的关键是一直在我要维持这种身体整体的觉知的感受，你的身体全身在那边打坐，你要维持在这种的状况之下，不要添加任何一个念头啊态度。
And the important thing is you need maintain that your total awareness of the totality of body sensationAnd you need to maintain that awareness for some time and not adding a thought, adding anything else, attitude, thoughts, or feelings.
那当有刚刚提了有痛，可是也有坐得很舒服的时候，你要马上把痛啊、舒服跟你的全身连在一起，而不是集中于在痛或者是在舒服那个上面。痛跟舒服都是身体的一部分， 那也是你感受的一部分。
And also just we said you may feel the sensation of pain, but at the same time you could feel the sensation of pleasure. One part of the body feels particularly comfortable, but you should let go of that, localized attention to one particular part.
那痛跟舒服，你还是有感受啊，你只要承认它就好了，你不要再追着它。我这个痛是我上次怎么样痛，我这个舒服是因为我今天做的怎么样，不要有第二念，就是马上知承认有这个，知道这个就是照，可是马上跟你的全身在那边打坐的身体连成一个整体。
So once you're aware that part of your body is in pain and part of your body is very comfortable, you let go, because you don't let your attention, your awareness, totally pulled away by that one particular sensation of your body, and do not generate a second thought upon that first knowing of that sensation. When you're in leg pain, you feel the sensation, but your attention or awareness is not pulled away. You wouldn't generate the second thought, say, oh, I have this leg pain because of blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, I'm comfortable. Oh, maybe because yesterday I did this and this. So you don't do that. You return to the totality. The sensation of discomfort or comfort is just part of the totality of sensation. You know it, but you don't pull away by it.
那假如你发觉你很紧张的时候，你就回到你的放松，就回到再从头部放松，就再从头再来一遍，头部放松。一般我们放松就第一个就告诉自己从头部放松，第二次呢就说知道自己从头到脚是放松的，第三再看看到底放松了没有，大概做三次啊，假如还不够的话继续做。
So if you feel your body is tensed, you should return to relaxation techniques again, and doing the scanning of your body relaxation from head to toe 3 times.
那你够放松，你的心够安定的时候，就是慢慢会进入直观打坐的第三个层次，我的身心全部都在打坐，那时候身体的意识慢慢慢慢，就说你第二个是身体嘛，慢慢减少的，你就会进入第三个层次，我的身心全部都在打坐。
And once your body is relaxed, your mind settled, it's more getting more and more settled, and then you apply the method of just sitting, and then we'll gradually come to stage 3, which is your body and the mind are all sitting in totality.
当身心是一起的时候，在默照的三个层次三个阶段里面是身心统一，所以真正的默照的修行方法里头不讲放松，来讲以直观打坐开始，其实分五个层次，一个是告诉自己观念上告诉自己我在打坐，第二个我的身体在打坐，当你身心合在一起的时候就是身心合一，那到你跟环境合一的时候就是内外合一，当随时随地你身心环境都是默跟照的时候，就是默照同时。
So if we count the first two steps as the entire sequence of silent illumination method, they actually have 5 stages or 5 steps. So the first step is, on the previous slides, we have the concept, the thinking mind generate the thought that I am sitting. So it's just like intellectually telling yourself that I'm sitting. The second stage is you kind of pull yourself together and awareness. You're aware that my body is sitting. That is already developed to awareness. The third step, stage three, actually is already unification of the body, the mind, that the body and the mind are sitting. And then it's the last step, step three, is this first step, step one, says oneness of body and the mind. And the second, and the further step is the unification of the self and the environment. So you have this oneness of self and the environment. And the final stage is you have the silent, the state of silent illumination at any time.
那讲阶段呢、啊？每一个stage 其实是修行当中有不同深度的一种体验。
So here, when we say stage, it really refers to the depths of your practice, different level of your practice.
那师父呢？他为什么把它分为五个阶段？其实哪一个阶段的你只要放松的程度够，你其实直接到末照同时都可以。所以我们把它分为阶段，是在告诉大家的时候让大家知道有可能有这些你修行的经验的不同的深度。那并不代表说我一定要从第一走到第五，像要小学一年级直接在初中在高中一定要这样，不是的。它只不过是一种告诉大家做一个参，你可以做一个参考。
So, even though we say that, you know, 师父systematically provides these five signposts for five stages, but it is only a reference point. It doesn't mean that everyone needs to go through from stage one to stage five, or almost like you have to attend elementary school from grade one to grade five. It's not that. It doesn't mean that you have to go through all five. It only provided for your own reference to see which state, which practice, what's your current practice, where is your current practice. So if you are, for some people, when their body and the mind is completely relaxed and settled, they can go directly to stage five, which is the final stage of silent illumination at the same time. So everyone's different.
所以你不要期望啊，你一定可以体验到很清楚的分别，我现在在打坐，我的身体在打坐，等一下呢我身心统一，再来就是内外统一，最后是末照同时。不要认为这个阶段是分的那么清楚的，不是的。
So don't expect that these five stages can be experienced sequentially or clearly, or progress clearly, or like, oh, this moment I'm on stage one, and now next moment I'm stage two. It is not like that.
那就好比我们在学数息的时候，先从散心、专心、统一心到无心啊，这是这个阶段里头，你有时候你的身心状况好的时候，你马上就可以进入统一心啊。很快就可以专心，也不见得一定要经过散心、专心再统一心嘛。这个同样的，只不过是告诉我们经验的深浅不一样，而不是说这个是一定的阶段。这个大家要清楚哈，不要认为说，其实你可能已经到内外统一，你说哎，我怎么没有觉得我有身心统一？我怎么到的内外统一了呢？就是让大家知道。
So it's just like the same way that when people practice using breath, we describe their different level of your experience or depths of your experience, like starting having categorized as a stage of scattered mind, stage of concentrated mind, the stage of unification of mind, and then no mind. So it doesn't mean that you have to progress or experience one by one sequentially. It is really depends on the any given moment that causes the conditions of your body and the mind. For some people, they are able to, if their body is relaxed and mind is settled, they can go directly to the unification of the mind directly. So those clarifications, those stages, only mentioned provided to you as a reference point to know the different depths of your experience. So this needs to be clearly understood, because for some people they might feel, oh, how come I'm already in the state of unification of body, unification of the self and the environment, but I haven't really gone, I haven't experienced the unification of body, mind body first. So don't feel surprised that way.
那现在呢，我们就介绍一下末照三个阶段的里头的内容是什么啊？身心统一的，我们是从直观打坐，借由完全的放松身体，注意这个完全放松身心啊，是要身心的放松，所以放松是很重要的一个步骤。
So now we go into details of this three stages, particularly starting from the oneness, unification of body and the mind. And notice, in order to get to this stage, your body and mind needs to be completely relaxed.
那只要维持到你知道你整个身体都在那里打坐，是整个身体。
And you...are clearly aware that your entire body is sitting there, and that refers to totality of that awareness.
那你身心合一的时候，你知道觉知到整个身体，而不是每个部分的身体每个部位了。
And when you sit there, you're aware of your entire body, the totality of sensation of awareness, but not any particular part of your body.
那身体已经不是一个负担了。
And at that level, your body is no longer a burden to you.
那身体的感受也消失了。
And the sensation of your body disappeared as well.
那当你的心说，哎，我的身体不见了，那你又回到哪里啊？又回到，又要开始从我现在正要准备打坐，因为你已经有第二念出来了哈，也不是说没有第二念，而是说你心里有那个问题出来的时候，你心已经不是身心合一的状况了。
So you know the oneness of body and mind, that state of mind is very subtle, very calm. But once you get there, you notice, what happened? Where's my body? Your sensation body disappeared. But the moment you have that thought,you go back to stage one. Because, you know, that second thought is pretty coarse and heavy. So immediately pull you out of that subtle, fine-tuned state of mind.
所以你要维持那个维持哈，要很放松。你一紧张的时候，就是跟放松不相应嘛哈。所以你要很轻松的维持在那个状况里头。它是自自然然的产生的，不是你要我在打坐啊，那个是刻意的。可是到后来的时候，是你身心状况的那个跟你平常的修行都有关系的，是自然的进入的。你的心是很清楚、明白、开阔的。
So the difficult part is really maintaining that fine-tuned state of mind of unification. Because it is, and when we say maintain, you're not using any force or contrived way to maintain it. It really comes naturally that you don't use any effort. You naturally just aware and maintain that state of mind.Because when we were in the stage one saying I am sitting, it is a contrived concept, and you're using force to bring that point. But when we're in the unification state of mind, it is very natural. You enter it very naturally, maintain it naturally, without contrived effort, and your mind is light, is clear, is very stable.
那所以放松呢？你平常打坐的时候你不容易放松，其实你在日常生活你也是不容易放松的一个人。所以呢，最基础就是你要在平常的时候，你要常常注意你的身跟心是不是在放松，这样就慢慢慢慢建立起来的时候，当你打坐的时候，你的放松就很容易产生。
And we see the condition of body and mind really is a reflection of your condition of body and mind in your daily practice, in your daily life. So if you find you can't relax completely during meditation, that means probably you're pretty tensed up during daily life. So one thing you could do is really be aware or pay attention to your daily life to see if your body, the mind is relaxed during daily life.
我们一直强调，我们要觉知身体要是整体，而且要维持在这个很单纯的知道身体是整体的这个觉知当中，要维持在很单纯的，不要多别的东西进来啊。
And we keep emphasizing that we should keep that awareness of totality of your entire body, and we should do it purely and not adding a second thought or not adding anything else.
当身体的负担及感受啊慢慢消失的时候，你的感受的领域就会扩大，就会把环境包含在里头，那你就是我们讲的所谓内外统一。
And once you are at the stage of that, you feel, you sense your body is no longer a burden, your sensation, bodily sensation start disappear, you actually, your awareness starts to expand to the point that you will include the environment into your awareness.
身跟心是我们自己啊，环境就是除了我身心以外的所有的东西。所有所有都是属于环境啊，就叫我们佛教讲的依报身，那我们的身心是我们的正报身啊。
So when environment here refers to anything that is not of this your body and your mind, anything that is outside phenomena of this body and your mind, and in Buddhist we have a term there's a retribution.The retribution body is body and mind you experience, and that the environment you're living is really the additional reward body generated manifestation of the reward body.
那我们那时候是体验到环境和自己是合而为一，你就是环境，环境就是你。
So at that point, you experience the environment outside yourself, and the self is united, is one, and you are the environment, and the outside environment is you.
那时候感受四周的事物啊，就是环境啊，是我们的大的身体。
So at that point, you will sense that the environment is the big self.
那因为我们在打坐嘛，我们的感受就整个环境就是我们那样，都含在我们的打坐的这个身心状况里头。
Because we're sitting, so the way we perceive everything is the entire environment is sitting with us, is included in the current state of sitting.
那每个东西都是我们，我们也是每个东西，不再有任何特定的东西。
And you feel that everything is any object, any phenomenon in that environment is you, and you are any of these objects' environments. There's no discrimination. There's no discrimination anymore.
但飞机飞过，知道飞机飞过吗？
But when there's airplane flying by, are you aware? Do you know there's airplane flying by?
Do you know?
Right now?
No. 在末照内外统一的时候。
No, I mean oneness, yeah.
那假如说你有第二个念头，你说哎呦，今天好像某某人要搭飞机，那个当你有这个第二念的时候，你就不是内外统一了。
But if you have if you generate second thoughts, saying, oh, I remember someone is going to be on that airplane today, then you're not in a state of unification anymore.
你清楚是什么， 可是你不会带被他带着走，你清楚那个就是照，你不被带着走那个就是默。
So you are aware that there is airplane flying by, that is illumination, but your awareness is not pulled away by that knowing and adding second thought, okay, I know someone is going to be on that plane. And that ability of not being affected by that knowing is silence.
那环境身心不再困扰我们了。
So at that point,The outside environment, your body, your mind is no longer issue, no longer disturbs us anymore.
那时候也不会引起妄想执着了。
At that point, you wouldn't be affected by wandering thoughts, no wandering thoughts, there's no attachment to wandering thoughts.
那时候的感受是什么？很轻松，很开放，很澄明。
So at that point, you sense lightness, the openness, and the stableness.
这时候呢，假如我们有办法维持在这个静止的这个心啊，每个事情呢，你就会看得清清楚楚，没有个人的偏好。
So if you are able to maintain that oneness, in the state of the oneness, you will be able to perceive everything.Clearly, know everything clearly, but without the personal bias.
那时候工作环境合为一，身心环境合为一。
So at that point, the outside environment itself is united as one, and your body and your mind is united as one.
那你的心啊，你的态度是很泰然的。很清明的，你的心是很清明的，你就在工作的时候，你也会轻松自在。
And at that point, your attitude, your mentality is very at ease. It's very clear and spacious. And if you're at work, you will, you know, conduct your work very, very comfortably, very at ease.
那默照同时的状况是怎么样？他就是说，以你自己的身体。这是谁的？谁的谁？是这个吗？哦，外头，手机，有谁的声？默照同时的时候，体验到以你这个身体为中心，内的无限跟外的无限，就是你心的无限跟环境的无限。
So at that point, you experience two infinities. One is infinity of inside the mind. This expand infinitively, and the outside environment is expanding infinitively.
那假如只体验到内的无限哈，就是没有体验到外的无限的话呢，那个是我们一般讲的定啊。你出定了以后，就会被环境影响。
But if you only experience the expansiveness, the infinity in your, the inside infinity, then that actually is only samadhi. Because once you come out of samadhi state, you will still be affected by the outside environment.
那内心的无限的时候，你念头啊，完全的消退。
So when you experience this infinite space, spaciousness inside,your all wandering thoughts are disappeared.
那环境的无限呢，你就停止了分别。
And when you experience the infinite spaciousness of the outside environment, and you stop discriminating.
在照的方面，默照同时在照的时候呢，清清楚楚的知道每件事情的本然，而不是会受到困扰。
So at that point, the illumination part of your mind is functioning, and you will be able to see everything clearly and directly goes to its interesting nature of every phenomena.
也清楚了解你的环境，你四周发生的事情。
And you're also clearly aware of the outside environment and what happens around you.
那你不会被受困扰，这个就是默。
And you won't be affected by anything that happens. That is silence.
那你心里是很清楚开放啊，体验到环境的贴近却不会受它的影响，这个是默。
So your mind is pretty clear, stable, and open, spacious, but you're clearly aware of what outside environment, but you're not affected by it. That's the part of the silence.
你知道它都在那里，那个是照，但你不会被它影响，那个是默。
So you know that it is there, the phenomenal form is there. That is illumination, awareness.But at the same time, you're not affected by it. That's the silence.
那默照的时候，你很清楚内的无限的时候，就是你的思维哈，不会，你的心不会被你的思维给掌控，因为你内心的无限，你都连那个不同的分别，你都会包容里头，包在里头。
So when you experience in infinite spaciousness of your mind, the inner mind, you won't have any thoughts or thinking mind, won't be affected by the thinking mind anymore, because everything is included, is included in that infinite spaciousness.
就是内跟外都不会被人家掌控，就是你自己，就是我们一般讲是我自己的主人。
So by having this state of mind, you won't be affected either by your own thinking mind or own thoughts or the outside environment. So you can say at that point you are your own master.
所以在日常生活，假如说我们可以慢慢练习默照，同时哈，心是静止的，静止哈，就是这个安静的静，停止的止，不是不能够做的哈，但是是开放的。Wait a second, let me finish this. Okay.
So if in your daily life you can practice silent meditation to the point that your mind is calm, settled, and quiescence, but at the same time is open.
很清楚世间的万万物物哈，但是你的心是止的，就是很安静、很平静的，不会被它这样冲击的。
But your mind is clearly aware of everything, clearly aware of all phenomena, but not fluctuate with it.Your mind is unmoving.
So, Henry, do you have a question? Yeah. In Chinese.
Yeah. if you're in that this stage of silent illumination and a plane flies by and a thought arises, there's someone on the plane, but then you let that thought go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is that something that would never happen in it?
Shall I repeat? I'm saying if you're in the fifth stage, do thoughts never arise? I mean, it's one thing if thoughts arise, and it's another if you attach to them. So I was just wondering if you could clarify that.
Okay. 对他的问题，Harry Pusa 的问题是，刚刚我们举例到，如果有一架飞机飞过，然后我们想到，哦，有可能有人在上面。我的问题是。有念头起来和执着念头是不是有区别？可不可能就是说我有这样一个念头起来了，但是念头又走了，我没有执着这个念头，那么可不可以？
释迦牟尼佛其实他在跟我们讲经的时候，他是默照同时的。你觉得他会不知道飞机？在那时候没有飞机哈，他不知道他还有神通啊，因为他是开了大智慧嘛，他六明的通，所以你只要知道，你就不要跟着走，那个就是默照同时。
So Fa Shi was saying, you know, when Shakyamuni Buddha was preaching Dharma, he actually is you know, at the stage of silent illumination. So it's perfectly functioning silent illumination, but he's still able to preach the Dharma. And if there were airplane by that time, probably he would be aware of the airplane. So, so it is fine to be aware of the thoughts. The important part is, just like you point out, not attached to the point, to the thought, and pulled away by the thought.
If you're sitting, well, let's do it in your apartment. You're sitting in your apartment and you reach the silent illumination state, and then something happens and there's an electrical fire in your apartment. Suddenly your apartment is burning. Now you're not, because you're in the silent illumination state, that does not mean that you're going to sit there like a moron and get burned up, right? It doesn't mean that, right? Okay, I just want to clarify that.
比尔菩萨说他大概知道问题的答案，但只是他只是想确认一下，就是比如说如果你在默照同时的时候，你在你家里练习，然后达到了默照同时的程度，这个时候你家里着火了，或者是你电线烧起来了，你并不会像一个傻瓜一样坐着，继续坐着就被烧。
默照的方法好的地方就是你虽然在打坐，可你对环境很清楚。本来我们只会内的无限的话，就是入身定嘛，对外面的环境不清楚。可是默照的时候，那个照他很清楚，火在烧了，他该要怎么做，他现在要站起来要处理事情，他是很清楚的，他不会慌。
So yes、exactly.
他假如说只有傻傻那样，他不是默照同时，他对照的功夫不清楚，对环境不清楚，那何况他还不是第二层次呢，连第二层次都不是。
Yeah, exactly. The good part about silent illumination is really it's different from deep samadhi, which you will lose awareness of the outside environment. So in that case, you might get burned. But if you're applying silent illumination, you will be clearly aware of your environment and you will immediately take whatever actions is needed at that moment. But without any anxiousness or worries or concerns, without that added level of emotions, but you will take in most appropriate response to address the situation. So it is different from deep samadhi.
啊，那个，
我不晓得这样子讲对不对？这是我自己的理解了。
不，那个扫描器是在放松的阶段。那你放松完的那个扫描器就要丢掉了，你要很清楚你内心的状况，你身体的状况，还有环境的状况。那你只要能够把握内外的状况的时候，你慢慢就会默照同时。我们现在刚刚开始，这个层次好像很简单，其实你到身心能够统一的那个经验，可能很多人打坐很久都没有那个经验，只不过是让大家知道。因为我今天就跟大家介绍到这边啊，只要有因缘的时候呢，我再继续讲，后面再跟大家。
So another person's question is, after hearing this lecture, it seems silent illumination method is like installing a scanning machine to ourselves, so we constantly be aware, scan everything else. Then Fashi said, well, the scanning machine need to relax at the same time. So as a beginner practitioner, we need to, practice, be clearly aware of our current state of mind first, and then we will be able to practice and develop a progress. So today, that's it for today's talk. If there's a chance in the future, I will hopefully can continue to share the rest of my PowerPoint, the rest of the talk.
我后面还有这些是方法，观念都还没有讲呢。在看明年呢、啊，明年假如是我还是默照，那在这段时间你们想要看什么书呢？我再介绍一下。英文呢有 Illuminating Silence， 中文是叫如月映空，另外就是我们现在用的 The Methods of No Method， 那中 看得懂中文的菩萨还有圣严法师教默照禅，假如你们有兴趣这几本书都可以看。
So if there's a chance next year, probably I will continue to lecture on silent illumination method. In the meanwhile, if you're really interested, I recommend three books written by Shifu. Two of them are in English that you can read. One is called Illuminating Silence. The other one is called The Method of No Method.
它是先有英文，再翻成中文的。看得懂英文的菩萨，我是鼓励他们看英文的。
And the book, The Method of No Method, actually is written in English first, then translated into Chinese. So if you can read English, I really encourage you to read this English version.
Illuminating Silence, 以前的那本书 John Cook 给的名字是 Catching the Feather on the Fan.
Okay, and also the book Illuminating Silence is used to be called Catching the Feather on the Fan.
Thank you for coming. 谢谢大家。
Thanks.